Going on, everybody? So, doing another episode here, as we do. And today I want to talk, in this episode I want to talk about this idea that I've really become aware of, where what I've become aware of is that the key to doing things, especially that are new, is to not think about them while you're doing them. And this is true for old stuff as well, especially if you're really stuck in patterns and stuff. and there's a lot of reasoning behind why this is. So I've talked about in the past, a long time ago, like a year or two ago, how your mind is only past. And that idea is a very important one to this. So what this means basically is that your mind, your thoughts, your what you call your personality, your ego, whatever it is made up of past. It's only past. You might be like, well, but David, I'm thinking about what you're talking about now. Like, that's in the present, right? But what you're thinking about was something that I talked about. Even if it was only 3 seconds ago, it was still in the past. And so because of that fact, all you can really know mind-wise, thought-wise, experience-wise is the past in this way. You can't know necessarily what's going to happen in the future. And so especially if you're dealing with something new, you know, especially if you're dealing with something that is different or new or not within your wheelhouse or comfort zone or whatever it is, your mind is not really going to know the right solution. Doesn't mean that you don't plan out what to do, but when you're doing this thing that you're doing, the answer is not to think about what you're doing. Because the more that you do that, the more you get stuck in the past, the more you're actually going to be able to the more you're going to be in a state of being unable to do it because of fear or anxiety or and stuff like that. Or what's going to happen is you're going to do it in a very rigid or dogmatic way because you're stuck in the past and you're not really able to recover from it in this kind of way. And so this understanding that your mind is only past is very important in understanding how your mind works, how your ego works. And so if you're doing something, even if it is something that you're familiar with, sometimes what I find is that if you're too stuck in either thinking too much about it or too stuck in a particular way or perspective about it, you're not really going to be able to go beyond this. You're not really going to be able to do this thing properly. Especially, you know, like imagine for instance, to give an example of how this might work and to give an example of why this is. So imagine that you have done something, you've always done something in a certain kind of way. And somebody comes up to you and tells you, like, oh, the way that you're doing this, it's not actually the right way to do it. You know, this is causing you problems because this, and this. They give you all kinds of reasoning. They give you all kinds of logic behind it. But because your mind is only past, you're like, well, that sounds interesting, but this is what I'm familiar with, so I'm going to keep doing it this way. Nothing wrong with doing it that way, but if you, one day you might find that if you listen to what this person said, you might find that actually this person was actually correct and was actually trying to help you and teach you in this way, right? So the answer is to, instead of overthink this thing that you're doing, it's to do the thing. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to go extreme and have to take huge steps or and stuff like this. And it also doesn't mean that you don't think about this thing at all. Especially, you know, what I find is the way to do this usually is if it's something, especially if it's something unknown or if it's something you're trying to change or whatever it is, you do the thing without thinking about it and things like this. But afterwards, you can think about it. You can say, well, maybe I did this wrong. Maybe I failed in here for whatever reason. So it's not like you're not thinking at all. It's not like you're like telling yourself, oh, you know, thinking is bad. We have to stop thinking. No, you're still thinking, but the thinking is happening before and happening after the action, if that's what you want to do. And that's how you want to do it. And, you know, because if you try to do it during, if you are thinking about it during the thing that you're doing, you will be stuck. You will be more anxious. You might even find yourself frozen and, you know, fear because you and squeamish and stuff like this because you're not, you don't want to do it because it's very difficult to do for various reasons, or it's very, you know, whatever it might be, right? And so the thoughts behind this come from understanding that your mind is only past, and from doing this in different examples and things like this. And the more that I've become aware of how the differences, between thoughts and action, is the more I've been able to kind of separate these differences. And they seem like obvious differences, but oftentimes what I find is that we often are thinking about our actions before we do them or after we do them. And that ends up kind of getting in the way of the action. Sometimes that's important to do, but oftentimes I find that if you're going to do that, the answer should be doing it afterwards. Unless you're like really familiar with this and you're like, well, based on this experience and this experience, this might be the best way of doing it, you know, whatever it is. But especially if you're not really familiar with this thing that you're doing or you're going to be doing, the answer typically is not to think about it first. It's to think about it afterwards and to become aware of how it went, why it went a certain way, why it might have failed, why it might have succeeded. And then do that every once in a while, every time you do this thing, do it afterwards until you get to a sense of how it works and things like this. Then you can start to do it maybe a little bit before. You know, as long as you're not like overthinking it, or as long as you're not getting too stuck in it or whatever it is. So, there's a lot of examples that I can give you of this. You know, because your mind is very good at like convincing you one way or another. And oftentimes what I find is that if you are thinking, especially if you're overthinking, it will convince you not to do something because of fear, because of, you know, squeamishness or whatever it is that you're stuck in. You're not really able to go beyond in that kind of way. And so, yeah, like if you find yourself in this mindset where you're unable to do something for fear, or because of fear, because of anxiety, whatever it is, try this. Do something. Do this thing anyways. Whatever it is, it start small. Start very small. In some ways, the answer is also what I find the answer is as well, is to lower your standards, especially lower them a lot. Because the problem is as well is that your standards are very, very high. Your standards are so high that you're never going to meet them, ever. There's almost like a golden rule of action that I become aware of, which is that if you fail at something, you have to start, you have to lower your standards based on how much you failed this thing, based on how much you feel you failed on this thing, right? And so the more and more and more you fail, the more, typically speaking, what I've noticed will happen is the higher your standards get, the more you overthink this thing. And so the answer is actually to do the opposite, is to lower the standards to such a low degree to where you're just like, there's no, I mean, that's obvious, I'm going to be doing this thing, you know, but that's the whole point. You're getting lower, you're lowering your standards to such an extreme degree to where, like, there's no possibility of failing. It's like a 95% chance you're going to succeed. That's the point. And then from there, you can slightly raise them and things like this, right? So, give an example, right? Imagine you do something and you fail at this thing. Let's say you decided to do a public speaking or whatever, and so you joined a comedy group or whatever, and then you went on stage and you bombed as a comic. And you're like, oh, I'm such a failure, I'm such a bad person, like, why did I fail, I'm such a loser, blah, 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 you know, this kind of stuff, right? What's the answer? Well, your mind would probably try to keep those standards in place, if not raise them at that level. But the answer is not to do that thing, do the comic club. Do something so low, lower your standards so low that, like, there's almost like a 0% chance you're not going to do this thing or not going to be able to do this thing. And so instead of doing public speaking at like a comic club, do, you know, speak into the microphone of your phone just for yourself to listen to. Like, you're not going to fail at that, you know, things like this, right? And just slowly work your way up and work it up more and more and more. And this is kind of an interesting idea as well, that I become aware of. It's basically about clarity. Like, what should your, how do you set standards? What does this look like, right? So there was a video that I saw on this. It's really interesting. If I remember, I probably won't remember, because I don't remember the name of it very well. But there's a video talking about standards and how to make standards work for you and this kind of thing. The way to make standards is make the standards about your behavior. It can't be about anybody else's behavior. Like, I have a standard that somebody else should treat me well, you know, this kind of thing, right? Because there's always a possibility that that's not going to happen. And probably won't happen, honestly, to be honest, especially if you're making the standard about something somebody you know is not going to treat you well in this kind of way. So the other element of this is clarity. How clear are your standards? Most standards are very, very broad. Like, I should exercise, right? That's very broad. It's not very clear. So how do you make clearer standards in this kind of way, right? The answer is, instead of making a very broad statement like, oh, I should exercise, go, well, I should lift weights for at least 10 minutes, right? That's a clear standard. And the other element, which was really interesting, was the 95% rule, which is like, pick a standard you're 95% sure you're going to be able to complete, right? And so if you're sure you can complete this standard, this goal of yours, whatever you want to call it, then, you know, then set that as the goal or the standard or whatever you want to call it. So that's the basic list, the basic idea of this episode. And so you can do a little bit of pre-planning, but when you're doing this thing, when you're doing whatever it is that you're doing, especially if something new, the answer I find is to not think. Even when you're planning beforehand, it's not to overthink. To make the thought process clear as well, which often has to do with making things simple. Which is where I think the phrase "keep it simple" is important, because if you're able to do this thing, but you make it very complex or whatever it is, and you know that's typically what I notice will happen if you overthink. And I think I might do an episode on this eventually. You will kind of like be unable to do this thing. You will fail. You will take longer, perhaps. So the answer is to also keep this thought process simple. As much as possible is something I've already had to learn, because I've always made very complex ideas and things like this. It's very easy to do that. The difficult thing for me is actually to make things simple. But it is what it is. We're here to make these episodes for you. We're here to make these episodes for you so that you can succeed in your own life. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and I will talk to you on the next one.